Boys and girls. Do you know, James, see, whenever you said you opened the windows, was that for me to jump out of? Okay, let's do that again. Good morning, boys and girls.
Good morning.
Oh, that's a lot better. Good morning, mums and dads.
Good morning.
Oh, they've done that before, haven't they? Wait, let's spin this around. It's awful heavy. This one. If I had knew this was as heavy, I would have brought a bit of help. What's that say? Yes? Do not enter. Think I could go in there? Well, we'll maybe see. If you sit up really well this morning, then I'll go into that box because I think I'm allowed to go into the box. But thanks very much, boys and girls. I really enjoyed your program. It's really great to come along and see the boys and girls taking part. I think that's smashing. And, you know, I think that's really, really heavy. Hope that doesn't fall on any of you in the front row. If it does, see the pastor. He knows where the security dockets are, you know, and insurance dockets. Right. Thanks very much to James for ringing me last week and putting my nerves up till about there. And then just after that, the pastor rang, and he is supposed to, the pastor's supposed to bring your nerves down and settle you, but he just put them up even further. So, but thanks very much for the opportunity, boys and girls, and for those in St. Field Baptist, for the opportunity to come and speak to the boys and girls. Do you know, boys and girls, I was thinking this past number of weeks, and is there anybody, now, it's great to hear that you were doing a subject of prayer, and I want to talk about that just a little bit later on, maybe about 5 minutes or so. I want to talk about probably the most important prayer that anybody, any boy or girl could ever make. That's what I want you to think about. Mums and dads here, an older person here this morning, I don't want to miss out the opportunity to speak to yourselves. Because do you know what? I want to also this morning ask you about the most important prayer that you as adults could ever make. But I primarily want to speak to the boys and girls. But if you sit up really well and really good, fold your arms and listen. It's the wrong way around, isn't it? But if you sit up and listen, well, hopefully you'll learn something this morning. I wonder if any boy or girl collects something. I'm glad to hear about all the barbecues that you have in St. Field. Imagine, you see, I collect things. And I have a collection of vintage tractors at home. But I thought the caretaker might worry if I arrived with a vintage tractor trying to get it up to the front, boys and girls, because it probably wouldn't have fitted in. But I'm glad to hear that. So I could have brought one of them along. And as I thought about that, I wonder if any boy or girl collects things. Do you ever collect? Maybe some boys, maybe coming up to this time of the year, it's very popular to start thinking about football, isn't it, boys? And I don't know, whenever I was a wee boy, I used to collect these wee football stickers and you stuck them into magazines and stuff like that. Don't know whether you do that now or not, or maybe you collect things about football. Girls, there's stacks of things for girls to collect. Also, I wonder, is there something special that you collect? Well, boys and girls, I've brought a couple of things that I've collected over the years. And I wonder, have you got something similar? Or maybe mums and dads, you maybe go, do you know what? I've got them at home. Or I collect them. Or here, if it's worthwhile, I maybe start and collect them. I decided in my house about 3 years ago to collect pound coins. And I thought to myself, that's a good idea, you see. But my collection doesn't get any higher than about 3 levels in my wee jar that sits at the side of the bed. I wonder why. No matter how many times I put in that collection, it always disappears. But here's, boys and girls, what do we see? I'll just move this out of the way. Oh, let me use that later on, maybe see what that is. Now, brought a few things along with me. There's a wee box there. This is something, boys and girls, that I found. And sometimes you find things And you decide, you know what, I could collect them if I could find more. And I've looked and looked and looked, I can't find any more. But I've started a collection anyway. And I found this. Anybody know what that is? It's not very bright. What do you think it is? Yes? It's money. It's a coin, isn't it? It's a coin. And it's a real old coin because there's a lady on the back of it. And this lady is Queen Victoria, you see. And this coin is from 1898. And I thought, gosh, that's bound to be worth a lot of money. It's a penny, an old, old penny. And I checked it out, and it's possibly worth £50 for a penny. Now, that's good value for all you businessmen in the church here. That's good value, isn't it? But you see, whilst I think that's very precious, it's very old, isn't it? And I advertised to see if anybody belonged to it. I stuck a notice on the fridge door in the house, and nobody claimed it. And therefore, I'm keeping it. I left it up for 6 months, that wee note, and nobody claimed it. So I'm keeping it. Boys and girls, that's my start of my collection. Because you know what? I think one day that's going to be very precious. So there's something you can collect. Now, there's other things. Now, maybe boys and girls might not collect these, but I know there's some older people, and they do collect these. And I have one here. What's that there? Wow, what's that? A medal. But you know, boys and girls, that's just not any ordinary medal. Do you know what that is? That's the Victoria Cross. Isn't that amazing? That's one of the best medals you could ever, ever get. And I got that, and I'm going to start collecting these medals because you know what? I think they're really valuable. I think they're really precious to have one of these. Hands up, boys and girls. Do you think, is that a precious medal? Yes, you think it's precious, don't you? Yes, I do indeed. You know what? There's only 15 of these ever been awarded since World War II. Isn't that great? There's only 15 of them and only 1,300 ever to be awarded at all. There's some statistics for you, mums and dads. You can go home and research that. You'll find them near enough, right? But you know, boys and girls, I think I could collect more medals because these medals are really, really precious. Well, I think they are anyway. Well, there's a couple of boys and girls along the front. They think they're precious as well, don't they? But, well, we'll see. That's my medal. You can come up and have a look at these afterwards. Now, what else do I have in my collection that I think's precious? I brought this along. What would you get in a box like this? Hey, what did you say? A watch? A gold watch? What did you say? A gold watch? Now, a gold watch would be very, very precious, wouldn't it? James nodding there. He must have plenty of gold watches. Right? Well, are you ready, boys and girls? Here we go. You're right. It's a watch. It's not gold. This is my watch. I collect watches. Oh, stuck. There it comes. I collect watches. Now, this is a very special watch because this is a watch. Now, the pastor could wear this watch because he's got a waistcoat on. Because there's a wee pocket here. You're not getting it, Pastor. But there's a wee pocket here. And you put this wee bar through the buttonhole like so. And then you just pop it into the pocket. And then if you would go down to the pastor and say, Pastor, what time is it? The pastor would go, pull this out of the pocket. And he would turn it around and say, well, time is 12 o'clock or just after it. But you know, there's something very special about this which makes this precious. Because if we press that button, the back opens. And do you know what it tells us? This watch, you ready, boys and girls? This watch is really, really old. 1885, this watch was given out in Paris, no less. It's a French watch. Imagine, it can actually tell the time too. And you know what? There's a wee hole in the back of it, and there's a wee key, and if you wind it up, guess what happens? It ticks. It actually still working after all them years. So I think that's now we're getting precious now. There's some grandas, boys and girls, there's some grandas sitting down behind you going, where did he get that watch? Let's see if we can bug him on the way out to get that watch. But that's very precious, and I keep it in a good box like that. So you can come up and have a look at that too. But you know, boys and girls, I have something that I do collect. And this really is precious. Wonder what it is, boys and girls. Now, there's a young fellow there, nearly got it right. You see, I've started to collect gold. Imagine, you're all surprised, you're shocked. A fellow like me, imagine me collecting gold. I have started to collect gold. Boys and girls, that's precious. Put up your hand if you think gold's precious. They're all the hands up, and rightly so. Now, I've brought my collection with me. That's why I asked the pastors for good security in the church here, because I've brought my gold with me. You ready for this, boys and girls? You ready? Do you want to see my collection? Here we go. There's it there. That's my... What's wrong? Is that it? That's it. That's it. That's my... Give us a chance. I'm only starting. Boys and girls, I have started to collect gold. And do you know what? Look at that there. See, whenever I walk towards you, your eyes get bigger. See that? That is real gold. And I've started my collection. £3.38, that cost me that gold. Imagine £3. That's more pocket money than I got whenever I was your age. £3.38 for that gold. But I'm starting my collection. Do you know why, boys and girls? Because I think that gold is precious. And you all agree with me, because I asked you and you put your hand up. So I know that I have something here that's really, really precious. Have a wee bit extra, because what started me off has grown into an obsession. And boys and girls, I've brought another piece of my gold collection. Will I get it out? Who wants to see it? Mums and dads, do you want to see it? Yes, Rachel wants to see it right away. Get it out. Come on, hurry up. And do you know what, boys and girls? This is where the heaviness comes in my box, right? This, boys and girls, is so precious that I keep it in something very special. It has its own special. Here we go. After three, one, two, three. Its own special treasure chest. That's really, really heavy, right? Do you know, boys and girls, this is precious. What is it? What do you think it is? Yes? Treasure chest? Well, that's good, because that's what I keep it in. Do you know, this is so precious, I have to keep it in this treasure chest. Well, open it. Moms and dads, do you want to see what's inside it? Boys and girls, do you want to see what's inside it? Yes, certainly you do. Here we go. We'll open a wee latch. Right. Now, before I open this, boys and girls, I spent a long time saving up my pocket money. And this is what I got. Now, it's hard to get. Postman, very nervous delivering it. Says, that's very heavy. I says, yes, it is very heavy. But I didn't tell him what was in the parcel. And here we are. Oh, that is my gold bar. Look at it. What do we get a light shout? Look at that there. Bling, bling. Like, do you see it? Mums and dads at the back, look closely till I blind you. Well, better bling, look. Boys and girls, I saved up and I got myself, for my collection, a gold bar. And that's smashing. Now, I said, it is heavy. Who wants to come up and try... Do you think you could lift this gold bar? Do you? What's your name? Aaron. Pardon? Henry. Where did I get Aaron from? Henry, up you come. Now, this is... Hold on. Easy on. Now, will I get down a bit for you? Now, isn't that nice and shiny? Just touch the top of it. Not that hard. Right. Now, just in case this drops on your toe, I'll just support it. Okay, you try and lift that out of the box. Come on, harder, Henry. Lift the thing. Come on. It's not really heavy, isn't it? Can you lift it out of the box? No? You sure? It must be a real bar of gold. What do you think, Henry? Good. It's good, isn't it? It's nice and shiny, and it's really, really heavy. Thank you very much, Henry. You go back to your seat. You see, it is really, really heavy, you know. And Henry, could you get it out of the box? No, it wouldn't come out of the box at all for Henry. And you know this? I wonder, does everybody like my bar of gold? Now, hands up if you think my bar of gold's precious. Oh, yes, I'm going to put my hand up too. It's really, really precious. But you know, boys and girls, we've had a bit of fun this morning. We've looked at different things you collect. Maybe you think to yourself, yes, I collect coins, I collect this, that, the other. But you don't think you're going to collect gold at your age, but give it a go maybe whenever you're older. But you know, I've brought something with me that's more precious than a coin with Queen Victoria's head on it. It's more precious than any medal you could ever get. It's more precious than a real old watch that the pastor would love. And it's even more precious than real gold. Wonder what it is, boys and girls, I've brought along with me this morning. It's my Bible. Boys and girls and mums and dads, do you realize that the Bible is more precious than anything you could ever collect? How do you mean, David? Well, boys and girls and mums and dads, I want to tell you this morning, this Bible is so precious, it's more precious than anything I could ever bring to church this morning. It's more precious than anything you or your mums and dads or your granda or your great uncle could ever, ever collect. Do you know why? Because, boys and girls, this is God's Word. And do you know what? In God's Word, God speaks to us. And that's why it's important to read our Bibles, boys and girls. Mums and dads, do you read your Bible? No? How do you know what God wants you to do? You have to read God's Word to find out what God wants to say to us, boys and girls. And you know, it's so precious that in it we find one of the most lovely verses. And I'm sure we all know it. Moms and dads, I'm sure you all know this verse. And it's found in John 3 and 16. And it tells us, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Do you know what, boys and girls? This book, this precious book that we have this morning, tells us that God gave the most precious, the most valuable thing that he ever had, and that was his Son. Do you know what, boys and girls? It tells us all about us. Do you know? It tells us that when we are born, boys and girls, we are born with a heart that's full of sin. The Bible tells us that. Because of what happened, and we were talking about it with the boys and girls earlier on, because of what happened in the Garden of Eden, we are all born with a heart that is black with sin. And you know what, boys and girls, mums and dads? We couldn't do anything to change that. We can't do anything to take away that black heart. But you know what? This precious book that we have this morning, boys and girls, this precious book tells us that the Lord Jesus can take away that black sin. And how does he do that, David? He died on the cross, boys and girls. Do you know what, boys and girls and moms and dads? Do you ever think to yourself, I wonder why the Lord Jesus went to the cross? I wonder why did the Lord Jesus have to die on the cross? Do you know what, boys and girls and moms and dads? He died on the cross so that we could have our sins forgiven. He died on the cross, boys and girls, because he wanted to take that black heart and make it as white as snow. But you know, as I think about that, I want to ask you a question. I've brought my big question mark with me this morning. I want to, boys and girls, ask you a question. If we were to look at your heart this morning, would it be full of sin? That's a serious question. Would it be black with sin, boys and girls? Or would we see it washed white as snow because of what the Lord Jesus did on the cross? Boys and girls, I hope this morning that you have put your trust in the Lord Jesus. Moms and dads, here's the question to you. What would we see if we could look at your heart this morning? Would we see, moms and dads, a heart that is full of sin? That's a very searching question for moms and dads, boys and girls, isn't it? Or would we see a heart that is washed because of the cross? So the question stands this morning. What's precious in your life? There's many things that we can say are precious, our families, and many things like that. But I wonder, boys and girls, would you consider God's word as precious? I wonder, moms and dads, what is precious to you this morning? Is it that you've trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ? Is there a time, boys and girls, moms and dads, whenever we can say, yes, I remember one day I put my trust in the Lord Jesus. I realized I had sin, and I realized that the Lord Jesus came into the world to take my sin away. And then, boys and girls, you pray the prayer, the best prayer ever, the most important prayer, when you ask the Lord Jesus, dear Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for my sin. Will you come into my heart, take my sin away, and be my Savior? Moms and dads, that's the most precious and the most important prayer that could ever be spoken this morning. Boys and girls, have you accepted the Lord Jesus? And maybe you have. There's a lot of boys and girls, and they're already saved. The question is, what is precious to you? Is it prayer, or is it something that you collect? Is the most precious thing the Word of God? I hope you remember this story this morning. I hope you learn, you've learned something, and I hope that you take something away from it. And I pray that you will realize the most precious thing here this morning is the Word of God. Thank you, James.